WSDQ Dunlap, WEPG South Pittsburgh, The Copperhead, WSDT Saudi Daisy, Chattanooga.
The viewpoints expressed on Liberty Works Radio Network are not necessarily those of the network, its affiliates, or sponsors. This is Liberty Works Radio Network. Now live from coast to coast and around the globe. More real talk, the kind you want, on Liberty Works Radio Network.
Welcome to the Truth Tech Hour. I am Steve Hempling, Director of Free Enterprise Society. I bring this program because I like to talk about the truth that affects American liberty, your liberty. For those who know me, know income tax has been one of my main issues, as it destroys Americans' desire to be successful. My goal is to limit the income tax for everyone. The federal government could get along fine without the income tax if they were following the law. And when I talk about the law, I mean the U.S. Constitution. That is the supreme law of the land. If the law were followed, they would not even need probably 10% of their current budget. Imagine that, a world without the income tax, too. What a nice place that would be. My website is freeenterprisesociety.com. You can get a lot of information there on the abolishing the income tax. We also have a membership if you're having trouble. And we don't even feel that income tax is really a tax issue. We consider it a constitutional problem. So check it out. We are going to talk about several things today. There's plenty going on in the news, but I'd like to bring it back to the Constitution whenever possible. And you can also go to truth-attack.com, truth-attack.com, and that is another website that has a lot of information on income tax, what the problem is with it. And on there also is a documentary, five attorneys and a former IRS special agent shows you that the average person is not even required to file and pay an income tax, and probably never was. I mean, if you're about to file income taxes, they delayed it from the 15th of July. But if you're still worried about filing, maybe you owe it to yourself to listen to this video on truth-attack.free or truth-attack.com, and it is called Innocence Revealed. And it is free. You can watch the thing in entirety and free right now on the truth-attack.com. Anyway, we're going to talk about more than just that today. We're going to talk more about that. And, you know, we have a guest today. We're going to have a good guest, I think. We're going to talk about some things about the Constitution, about the election, about probably a little bit of everything. Matt Shea is a representative of Washington State. Recently got in trouble with his own Republicans because he actually stood up for his constituents against the illegal and unconstitutional lockdowns and police state that was issued in Washington State and wasn't just issued there. And I've known Matt for many years, and what I like about him is he speaks his mind, and he really takes his oath to the Constitution seriously. And if we had a million more, I don't know how many we need, but if we had a few more legislators, maybe wouldn't need to be that many that actually believed in the Constitution when they took an oath to defend it, maybe things wouldn't be looking so weird right now. Matt, it's a pleasure to have you join me.
Yeah, it's great to be back on again. Thanks again for having me.
Well, tell us a little bit about this. They threw you out of the caucus. What does that mean up there? I mean, they didn't throw you out of the legislature. I mean, they can't really do that, right?
So. No, they can't. And so over the last several years, I've been very, very outspoken against Antifa and the Socialist Rifle Association, Redneck Revolt, and the John Brown Gun Club. And I'll get to what those are here in a second. But I've been very outspoken in exposing these Marxist forces and jihadist forces inside the United States of America. And they got upset about that. And so they tried to make it seem like they had done an impartial investigation in regards to the Bundy Ranch and Malheur Refuge in Priest River, Idaho, and made it sound like it was, this nonpartisan thing when it was totally partisan. The investigator that did it was donating to the Seattle mayor, the one that just capitulated to the autonomous zone up there, and a SoundCloud rapper warlord apparently that is running that, according to several media reports. So these people just try to do that. They try to destroy people that are bringing the truth forward. And that's why we need to have the truth on the attack. That's why we need to be doing this. And so they tried to bring this forward and claim, that they found no evidence that I was a threat to anybody, but yet I might be sometime in the future. And so it was just a total political hit job. I survived it. I was exonerated in three national news articles, including the New American American Family Association. And that brought us to today. And really what I would like to tell your listeners about is that this has been a long time plan. You and I have talked about this before. This is a long time plan to destroy America, and it's going to take freedom-minded patriots, liberty-minded patriots to stand against all of this stuff. It's not going to be one politician or one president. It's going to be all of us standing against this to stop it. I would, you know, start by, you know, saying that people should go take a look at a memorandum from a man named Rich Higgins, who used to be a strategic planner for the National Security Council. And Rich Higgins wrote a memorandum to President Donald Trump during the first year he was in office, saying, actually about the first year and a half, saying what was happening in the United States and who was coming against him and coming against, you know, conservatives and Christians and patriots in the country. And it's a seven-page memo. You can find it online, Rich Higgins' memo to the President of the United States. And in that memo, he laid out that it was Marxists and Islamists and globalists that were coming against the United States of America, and particularly that these Marxist groups were using a Maoist insurgency model, which has 5 points to it, and we can get to that here in a bit. But this Maoist insurgency model would play out ultimately in coordinated violent and nonviolent action on U.S. soil, and that the Democrat Party was the primary enabler of these two counter states, as he calls them, because they want to replace the Constitution with something different, the Marxists and the jihadists. He then went on to say, and this is the important point, that the establishment Republicans have become the designated defeat mechanism for these Marxists and for these jihadists in America. And so when I started bringing all of these things to the fore, of course, the establishment Republicans in my party didn't like that. And so the easiest thing for them to do, instead of embrace the truth and actually it can help expose the truth, like I was doing, they tried to kick me out of the caucus. And all that simply meant is I got a basement office and a lot more time to spend fighting against the forces of darkness that were so prevalent in Olympia. So that's where we're at today, and I can get into more detail on some of the other stuff I brought up.
Yeah, Matt, let me back you up just a second. You said the Higgins report said the establishment Republicans... I didn't understand what you said. It sounded like they were going to defeat the Marxists, but you're saying that's just
no. They're the designated defeat mechanism for the Marxists and the Islamists. In other words, they actually count on the fact that establishment Republicans are going to compromise and cave and be defeated before even a shot is fired, as it were, politically. They're the designated defeat mechanism of these Marxist and Islamist organizations. And the fact of the matter, we've seen that happen at the national level. You know, the Republicans have a majority and not a lot changes. You know, we see that they have the opportunity to hold somebody accountable for what happened to Benghazi, and they don't do that. They have the opportunity to defund Planned Parenthood, and they don't do that. They have the opportunity to reform the tax system, and they don't do that. And everybody's like, why aren't they doing anything? Well, that's because establishment Republicans are the designated defeat mechanism of the Marxists and Islamists, and they count on them capitulating, and you see them capitulate almost every time.
Well, the violence around the country, I have no tolerance for violence in these. These aren't even protests if they're violent. I mean, there may be valid protesters out there, but it's the Constitution allows for a peaceful protest. And anywhere Antifa goes, and seemingly Black Lives Matter as well, there is no peace. I mean, it doesn't even make sense. Your mayor of Seattle, or maybe it's the governor, or both, I mean, they're acting like this is some kind of peaceful thing going on in Seattle, but if it's peaceful, why did the police run from their own precinct department? I mean, it's idiotic to sit there and act like this
well,
is okay.
Yeah, and really, it's this was planned. I mean, this isn't like this just happened. You know, the Freedom Road Socialist Organization, FRSO, is tied to the Communist Chinese Party. And three of the members of the Freedom Road Socialist Organization started Black Lives Matter. And in fact, one of those people that helped start it about 5 years ago said publicly that they were going to burn cities to the ground. Earlier this year, we saw a Bernie Sanders campaign worker exposed by Project Veritas saying they were going to burn cities to the ground if Bernie didn't get the nomination. And what are we seeing? Cities being burnt to the ground and, you know, an autonomous zone being carved out in downtown Seattle and just chaos in many major cities in the United States of America. This was a Marxist plan to do this. They wanted to create chaos. This is the same formula they used in the former Soviet Union, the same formula they used in Cambodia, the same formula they're trying to use in Chile today, the same formula used in Venezuela, and now they're just bringing it to the United States. And people are thinking, well, you know, this must be just some kind of a conspiracy theory. Well, it's not. This is fact now. And as evidence, isn't it interesting that, you know, a gentleman who tried to firebomb a federal facility in Western Washington in Tacoma was self-proclaimed Antifa. It was actually in his manifesto, and he was wearing a John Brown Gun Club hat. And most folks out there have never heard of the John Brown Gun Club. And one of the things about the John Brown Gun Club, John Brown was a Marxist. And he was a vicious terrorist back in the day, and they're holding this person up as kind of somebody to be idolized. Then you also have the Socialist Rifle Association, which is, you know, effectively, you know, wanting everybody to be disarmed except them. Well, that kind of raises a red flag. And the Socialist Rifle Association has chapters all over the United States in most major cities. But most people have never even heard of them. And in Spokane, for example, they posted on their Facebook page the Communist National Anthem, and they posted several other things that are very, very offensive to the large population of Vietnamese and Ukrainian and Russian folks that have fled the former Soviet Union or former communist regime in Vietnam or China and come to the United States, and here they're playing the Communist National Anthem, which to them equals, you know, a tacit approval of the genocide that occurred against Christians and others in those countries under communism. And lastly, you have Redneck Revolt. Redneck Revolt on their own website. And this is very telling, and you just read it in their own words. You don't have to, you know, go contrive anything. You just read it in their own words. On their own website, it says that they believe in the right of militant resistance, the need for revolution, and a complete restructuring of society. Well, those aren't new words or new phrases. Those came from Vladimir Lenin. The same Redneck Revolt published online the mini manual of the urban guerrilla written by Carlos Marighella, who was a Brazilian communist. He was implicated in the kidnapping of a U.S. ambassador in 1969. He was actually later killed that year. That mini manual of the urban guerrilla, that the tactics contained in there, guess what? They're using those right now on the streets of America, and they've put it out there. It's public domain, public information, but it's like many folks in America refuse to understand the threat that is coming upon this country right now, not only from the Marxists, but also from the jihadists.
Well, I think a big part of it is our education system doesn't teach these things anymore. Young people are drawn towards socialism and communism. Well, why would they do that? Because they never were taught what's wrong with it. Now, you were in Coeur d'Alene not too long ago, is that correct?
I was, yes.
Because I read an article about them. They heard some, the Antifa was coming in there. I don't know if this is, I haven't really confirmed this story, but this is what I heard. They knew Antifa was coming in, and the citizens themselves just got out on the streets, spent all night. Men, women,
yeah,
rifles, pistols, and they had no looting whatsoever. And several white vans full of people with crowbars and bricks and stuff came riding into town, and they were disarmed and shoved along the way, I guess. Is that something you heard? Oh, I got the music.
Yeah,
there,
yeah, absolutely. I can give a report exactly on that.
We'll just have to wait for after break here right now. And
okay.
You're listening to the Truth Tank Hour on Liberty Works Radio Network. We're talking with I am Matt Tesche, a representative from Washington. Stay tuned for more after this break.
Join the Cavalcade to Freedom. The Cavalcade backed to constitutional government. Climb on board and do your part to proclaiming liberty throughout the land. Join and support Liberty Works Radio Network Fellowship. To view the strategic plan, to spread the word, and to get information on joining, go to www.libertyworksradionetwork.com or call the fellowship office at 410-857-5444. That's 410-857-5444 to join the Cavalcade to Freedom. America, born to freedom. The Liberty Revolution is on. Liberty Works Radio Network. Truth in broadcasting.
And now, for the Institute on the Constitution, here's Michael Anthony Perutka with The American View.
Displaying its contempt for the right of the people of Maryland to defend their lives and their liberties, the General Assembly of Maryland has enacted what our founders in the Declaration of Independence referred to as pretended legislation. This pretended legislation, which is intended to take effect on October 1st, infringes on the right of the people to keep and bear arms in many obvious ways, including making it much harder to buy a pistol, rifle, or shotgun, limiting magazines to 10 rounds, and banning 45 types of firearms. Since the Constitution is the supreme law of the land, and since the Second Amendment declares that the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed, then these gun control measures are not law. Let me repeat, these gun control measures are not law. Therefore, we are calling on all peace officers in Maryland to resist this lawlessness. Specifically, we call on sheriffs and police officers to declare their intention to uphold the true law by refusing to enforce these measures. Moreover, we ask these same oath takers to actively protect us against those who would violate the law by seeking to enforce these vain enactments. All those who try to enforce these lawless gun control measures should themselves be arrested and prosecuted for, among other things, conspiring to violate the rights of decent, innocent, law-abiding Marylanders. This is Michael Anthony Perutka for Institute on the Constitution, bringing you The American View.
This is Rob McQuay for the Institute on the Constitution, and you've just finished hearing Michael Anthony Perutka's commentary on The American View. The views and opinions expressed are not necessarily those of this radio station, and we welcome any comments and suggestions you may care to offer by emailing us at michael@theamericanview.com. If you'd like to learn more about the Institute on the Constitution's work, you can find out more about who we are and what we do at theamericanview.com.
America, born to freedom. The Liberty Revolution is on. Liberty Works Radio Network. Truth in broadcasting.
If I could have a heart-to-heart with my dad.
If I could have a heart-to-heart with my mom.
I'd probably talk about girls.
We'd probably talk about girls.
Anything, boys, school, clothes.
You'd be amazed at what they'll talk about if you give them the chance.
If I had a heart-to-heart with my dad.
If it were real heart-to-heart, I'd tell my parents what I'm going through.
I'd probably talk to him about growing up.
I'd probably tell my dad that I wish we'd do more stuff together.
I don't think it has to be a heart-to-heart. I just want to talk.
Give your family everything. Give them your time.
America, born to freedom. The Liberty Revolution is on. Liberty Works Radio Network. Truth in broadcasting.
America, born to freedom. The Liberty Revolution is on. Liberty Works Radio Network. Truth in broadcasting.
He went without food, not to lose weight, but to help people lose generations of hate. While many around him rose up with violence, he sat down for peace. When others used religion as an excuse for war, he used it to remind them of love. Mahatma Gandhi made the world a far better place by reaching out with the strength he cultivated within his soul. Soul, pass it on.
America, born to freedom. The Liberty Revolution is on. Liberty Works Radio Network. Truth in broadcasting.
now live from coast to coast and around the globe. More real talk, the kind you want, on Liberty Works Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Truth Attack Hour. I am Steve Heffling, Director of Free Enterprise Society. Truth Attack Hour is aired every day from 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific Time on Liberty Works Radio Network. I do want to mention how important Liberty Works Radio Network is. I think this network and networks like will be the new mainstream media of tomorrow, because the mainstream media is not reporting the news any longer. They're just reporting, many of them, one side. They have an agenda. They're trying to tell you how to feel and how to think. They're not just reporting what's happening and letting you decide for yourself. But if you enjoy this program or others on Liberty Works Radio Network, if you can, this is a listener-supported network. You need to help out. If you can, at lwrn.net, you can leave a one-time donation. You might be able to set up a monthly donation, automatic, where you can help out this station. Now, if you want to write this number down, it is a call-in number, 410-848-9191. That's 410-848-9191. You can call in with questions or comments from my guest. We're back with my guest. He's Representative Matt Shea of Washington State. He's a very strict constitutionalist. I wish we had a lot more like him in office or just around, period. So welcome back. We're going to talk about, you're going to talk about a little bit about Coeur d'Alene and see if that's what I heard about that.
Yeah, Steve, thank you again. Coeur d'Alene, there is a Socialist Tribal Association chapter, for example, in Spokane, and then a little bit north of Coeur d'Alene, a place called Sandpoint. There was a Redneck Revolt chapter. There isn't any longer. And so anyway, there were reports, and these were confirmed, of Antifa being bussed in to Coeur d'Alene. Now, bussed in meaning that these were vans, and they came into a location, and the word went out, and over 1,000 patriots, very peaceful, but armed to the teeth, defended businesses in Coeur d'Alene, just stood in front of the businesses and stood there all night long, and nothing happened. And that was exactly what was intended. And sure enough, Antifa tucked tail and ran and got out of there because they realized that they were not going to do what they wanted to do in Coeur d'Alene. Now, it's interesting, the Washington Post had an article on this and tried to say, oh, it was just made up. They were there. There's pictures of them on the ground protesting, and they were bussed in. So the Washington Post is obviously not telling an accurate story there. And it's very clear that patriots prevented looting in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. And it's also interesting that they made the Washington Post, which clearly means that they must have done the right thing and gotten their decision cycle. Otherwise, they would have reported on it. But the fact is that you have mainstream media outlets today that are covering for, diminishing, failing to report a lot of what is happening with these groups like Antifa. North Idaho, it's Idaho Antifa. They posted some really egregious things about Trump supporters, and particularly Latino Trump supporters, that if it was anybody else that did this, it would have been taken down. But yet it was up on Twitter for over a year and a half without any sort of commentary by the mainstream media, without any, you know, the social media platform like Twitter taking it down. It was up there for a long time. You know, then you have the media also kind of trying to downplay the autonomous zone in Seattle, trying to say, oh, these are just peaceful protesters, even though there have been rapes and robberies reported in that area. One particular incident was caught on video with assault, too. So,
well, I'm glad to hear it. See, this is one thing. These counterinsurgency measures may not work in this country. I mean, the people just even in the county, even though I'm in California, the number of guns registered, are, you know, just the registered ones, not to mention the unregistered ones that must be out there. I mean, the people here outnumber the firearms and law enforcement by a great deal. I mean, there's these other groups, Antifa stuff, they don't use guns at this point, which is good. But, you know, America's pretty armed. If they want to start defending themselves, and there was in other cities where people actually came out with armed protection on their businesses, they didn't get looted. And this is, this is called law and order. We don't, if they don't institute law and order, they're going, you know, people are going to do it by vigilante justice or something else. And I don't, you know, I don't blame them, but it should not be necessary. We've got a 250,000 National Guard that could have stopped these things, in my opinion. And, cause once it goes to violence, I have no tolerance for that myself. And you have to separate. There's some real protesters out there, but the violent ones, and they're being released right away. That's also not what I hear in New York. They get arrested and they're out in a couple hours. What's the point of saying it's a felony or something serious or a violent crime if you're not going to do anything about it? So.
Well, you know, this is interesting. You know, you have peaceful protesters that were protesting the lockdowns here, and at one particular incident, the local county sheriff, he was not wearing a mask at the protest, and other protesters were not wearing masks, myself included. And the sheriff then tried to come out and say, "Oh, all you guys are committing a misdemeanor." Well, you're not wearing a mask either. And then the health officer came out and said, "Well, these peaceful protesters are wrong, but the Black Lives Matter protesters and the Antifa guys, they're okay because they're protesting something that's meaningful." Well, who determines that? That's the whole point behind the First Amendment, is to protect against government encroachment against the right of free speech and peaceable assembly. And I would also challenge, this is not, when people stand in front of businesses, armed to the teeth, lawfully, legally, and constitutionally, that's not vigilante anything. That is a right protected under the Constitution for precisely this moment in time, for precisely the moment that they say you can't assemble, for precisely the moment they say you can't speak, for precisely the moment that they try to take your guns away, for precisely the moment that Marxist insurgents try to come in and destroy businesses and people's property. It exists precisely for that time. Vigilantism is a legal term, which means somebody trying to take retribution outside of the process. Well, all those people in Coeur d'Alene that were standing there, we're acting inside the Constitution and the process. And so what they're trying to do is paint patriots and conservatives and Christians with a label of what they're actually doing themselves. And this is called projection. They try to project onto us how they're actually acting themselves with lawlessness in cities like Olympia and Seattle that we're seeing right now.
Are you talking about Sheriff Ozzie?
I am.
I see him here. Is he suing you or just critical of you?
I'm not exactly sure what he's doing now. He's been doing this for almost 8 years. And the fact of the matter is that, you know, that's not a job of a law enforcement officer to use the systems of justice for political purposes. And that's actually arguably a violation of the law. From people that I've talked to. So I don't know what exactly he's doing, but he tried to say that even though he himself was at the same protest without a mask on, you know. And this is the kind of absurdity we're seeing throughout the United States. And that's one of the reasons we as Americans have rights protected under equal protection. It means you can't have selective enforcement of the law, selective, speech. Your speech is good. My speech is not. Your guns are good, my guns are not. You can't do that. It's called equal protection under the law. It's very important to understand the Constitution has that safeguard in it. And the fact of the matter is we see these tyrants doing this all over the country, and it's patriots standing up against them.
Well, I always like to bring it back to the Constitution. There are a lot of Americans that are just scratching their head about what's happening, but I can tell you that the Constitution is on your side. All Americans, this is what you need to look at. And we have to get back to it. What's happening is not according to the law. They are attacking our freedoms, and the only way you're going to defend your freedoms is you're going to have to stand up at some point and be counted. Matt's done it. And he's had a lot of fun doing it, I guess. He feels like Donald Trump does sometimes, I suppose, but still.
It does.
Somebody has to stand up for the Constitution, or we can lose it at some point. We've lost parts of it already, in my view, with the taxes and stuff. And I know the law enforcement, the Justice Department stuff has a lot of problems, I mean, they do enforce laws that I believe are unconstitutional on the income tax and some other things, and they do it because, well, it's more important that we have money and whatever excuse they want to come up with. And, we have to get back to what the Constitution says, and you're one of the one guy that's helping us do that.
The Constitution was written for the average person to understand it. It was written in plain language. It means what it says. And the debates around the Constitution are a public record, and very easily, it's easy to discern what the Founding Fathers meant when they wrote it. It doesn't matter what a Supreme Court justice thinks it means today. It means what it was when it was written back then. It's not ratified every generation. The only way you can change the Constitution is through the amendment process or through the Convention of States, which I am opposed to. But those are the only two ways you can change the Constitution.
That's right.
You can't
not
just write in new stuff. Yeah.
And the people that are doing violence and making these demands, I wouldn't give them 1% of what they're looking for if they're going to be violent over it. That's my opinion.
Right.
Now, Washington, I know there's a lawsuit in California to do away with the lockdowns. Wisconsin Supreme Court said it's totally unconstitutional, so I guess they're totally out of it. Michigan just ruled the same thing here a few days ago, I heard. Oregon's on the road to it. I don't know about Washington State. I'm just surprised at how liberal these coastal states are, that your governor's maybe worse than the one in California. It keeps surprising me.
It's a race to the bottom with both of them.
Well, I just don't know what their thought process is. It's like, the lights are on, but nobody's home, seems like, half the time with Governor Newsom here. But what are your plans? You're in office. Apparently, you're not running for your same position, or you were late in filing something, or they gave you some red tape or did something to you.
No,
I want to run for something.
It's been 12 years, and I decided not to run again. It was after a lot of thought and prayer with my family, and we were offered an opportunity in a totally different direction, kind of came out of the blue, and now I'm slated to be here very shortly as senior pastor at Covenant Church here in Spokane, and not out of the fight, just, continuing to speak in various states and continuing to speak around the country on these issues and briefing people about these issues and what's really behind everything that we're seeing right now. And the fact that these people are not stupid. They're not, these are Harvard, Yale graduates. These people are not stupid. This is an intentional plan to try to destroy the Constitution and destroy America. And they were doing it slowly over time. And now it's really, really sped up. And we're seeing it, unfold before our very eyes, things that we've warned about literally for years, decades. And I think a lot of people on the positive side are waking up and saying, hey, wait a minute, this is just not right. We don't want Venezuela in our country. We don't want China in our country. We don't want Russia in our country, former Soviet Union. We don't want any of that communism, Marxism in our country. We don't want Sharia law in our country. What we want is freedom and liberty. That's what the Constitution is. We believe in a God-honoring constitutional republic, and we are willing to, stand up and defend it.
Well, I think that's the way to go. Of course, we have problems in our schools. I mean, I'm not sure how to solve that. The universities have become anti-American training camps, it looks like. And Common Core, now in our grade schools, doesn't seem to be much better. So we have to get a handle on that.
We do. Education is absolutely critical, and it's important to follow the money. Take a look at how much money from foreign governments is coming into the particular college in your area. And it's amazing. You'll see money coming in from countries like Saudi Arabia, countries like China that do not hold our value system. In fact, they hold our value system in contempt. They hold our republic in contempt. They hold our constitution in contempt. And they're the ones that are pumping money into our colleges and universities. And that's what's educating our kids. And now we're seeing the fruit of that. We're seeing chaos, and destruction, and evil comes to, kill, steal, and destroy. And the opposite of that, which we believe in, should be life. It should be abundance. And it should be creating and building things.
Well, I got to interrupt you there, Matt. There's the music. I'm sorry, I got a hard break. Just hang on.
Nope, perfect.
You're listening to the Truth Attack Hour on Liberty Works Radio Network. We're talking with Matt Shea, Washington Representatives, talking about the Constitution and what's happening today. Stay tuned for more after this break.
Liberty Works Radio Network, enlightening you to the real problems we face in our constitutional republic, helping you to better understand what has to be done to save America from becoming a third world nation. Please do your part in spreading this voice of truth and enlightenment to your fellow Americans. Join the Liberty Works Radio Network Fellowship. Go to www.libertyworksradionetwork.com for details. Liberty Works Radio, truth in broadcasting.
There's a battle going on, a war for your soul. It's a devil's deal, it's mind control. They want you to believe that you have no hope. They're counting on the fact that you are a dope. Well, they tell you the rules, tell you what to eat. They know that you won't question, they know that you don't read. We've lived a lie for way too long. It's time to know right from wrong. No matter what they told you all, judges cannot make law. The case law method has a fatal flaw, because courts cannot make law. Courts cannot make law. Courts cannot make law. The case law method has a fatal flaw, because courts cannot make law. Congress makes the laws and the courts make none. That's in the Constitution, it's in Article 1. Look it up, read the words, use your own two eyes. Know it well, mark the spot, have it memorized. Tell your children, tell your mama, tell your family, tell your friends, tell your neighbors if you wanna be free. You won't learn the truth in government schools. It's up to you to know the rules, no matter what they told you all. Courts and judges cannot make law. The case law method has a fatal flaw, because courts cannot make law. Courts cannot make law. Courts cannot make law. The case law method has a fatal flaw, because courts cannot make law. Oh, Dred Scott was not law, you see. They ignored the court then, and so should we. Slaughterhouse, Mickey Mouse, and Roe v. Wade. Opinions are not how law is made. That's not the way that our founders planned. Now wise up and rise up across the land. Spread the word so everybody knows this emperor has got no clothes, no matter what they told you all. Courts and judges cannot make law. The case law method has a fatal flaw, because courts cannot make law. Courts cannot make law. Courts cannot make law. The case law method has a fatal flaw, because courts cannot make law.
America, born to freedom. The Liberty Revolution is on. Liberty Works Radio Network. Truth in broadcasting.
Are you concerned about the side effects of using hormonal birth control? Look into a natural method of family planning that's 99% effective, environmentally green, and causes no risks to your health. For information on learning natural family planning in English or Spanish through classes or home study, see the Couple to Couple League's website at ccli.org or call 800-745-8252.
Is Liberty Works Radio Network enlightening you to the real problems we face in our constitutional republic? Has it helped you to better understand what has to be done to save America from becoming a third world nation? If so, do your part in spreading this voice of truth and enlightenment to your fellow Americans. Join the Liberty Works Radio Network Fellowship. Go to www.libertyworksradionetwork.com for details.
America, born to freedom. The Liberty Revolution is on. Liberty Works Radio Network. Truth in broadcasting.
Now live from coast to coast and around the globe, more real talk, the kind you want, on Liberty Works Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Truth Attack Hour. I am Steve Hempling, Director of Free Enterprise Society. Truth Attack Hour is aired every day from 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific Time on Liberty Works Radio Network. If you want to write this number down, it is a call-in number. It's 410-848-9191. That's 410-848-9191. You can call in with questions or comments for my guest today. We're back with my guest. She's a Washington State Representative, Matt Shea. A very strong constitutionalist. One thing I didn't mention is that you're a veteran. You served several tours in the United States Army, and you did put your life on the line. You took that oath to defend the Constitution very seriously. So I want to make sure we mention that. But welcome back, Matt.
Well, thanks again for having me on, Stephen. Thank you for saying that. There's many, many great heroes in our country that have put their life on the line, for our freedom and liberty and our republic. And it's unfortunate today that the things that we saw overseas in Marxist and Islamist countries are coming back to our shores and are happening right before our eyes on the ground in America.
Well, I'm kind of an optimist. I am going to believe that the Americans eventually will have had enough, and they will stand up and put this little whatever it is uprising, put it back to bed. So,
well, I think it's gonna. I mean, I think that a lot of people have woken up and are saying enough is enough, and I'm excited. I really am excited that right now we have an opportunity that has been given to us for our generation to reverse this Marxist trend. I think that this fall and into November, we're going to see the largest turnout probably in a generation of the silent minority or majority, actually, that is going to come out and say enough is enough. We've had it. And we have to prevent vote fraud from happening, and Democrat operatives and Marxist operatives from trying to steal the election. But I think in a lot of places, we're going to see turnout like we never have before, and it's going to be a clear repudiation of these Marxist policies and these socialist policies, and that's a good thing. I mean, our generation gets to stand up for freedom and liberty. We get to be alive in this time, you know, and I think that a lot more people than ever are trying to find out what the truth is. You know, what does the Constitution really say about taxes? What does the Constitution really say about the idea of freedom of assembly and freedom of speech, and what does the Constitution actually say about the Second Amendment and the right to bear arms? And these are things that we've been waiting a long time. And I've experienced, I don't know about you, Steve, but I've had people coming up to me saying, I've been lied to this whole time. Thank you guys for putting this out and getting me educated and pointing me in the right direction so I can find the information. Thank you so much. I would have still been lost. And so that really is encouraging to me as well.
Yeah, well, I can't imagine a majority of Americans wishing that we had, you know, Marxism and communism here, that they would come in and take all my property from me and leave me destitute and beat me up and maybe put me in jail or kill me if they wanted to. That would be really great. How many people think that? But the problem is,
right.
The problem is they are pretty lazy right now. We're fat and happy, relatively. And, it's a lot of trouble to get up and actually do something about these things. We're busy, you know, we got Monday night football. Well, don't have that right now, but you know what I'm talking about. And, we're busy with our lives, and we have a lot of things that other countries don't have because of our freedom in the way of, things other than work and surviving. You know, lots of things to do in this country. And so that's what people do. And you, and representatives like you, are fighting to keep this country free. And when you were in office, you were trying to get Washington split into two states. And
So quickly, I can kind of go through this. You know, since the 1860s, There has been a movement to split Washington State down the Cascade Mountains and create a new state in eastern Washington. It's gone by various names, Columbia, Lincoln, and now Liberty State. Because people understand that the values, tradition, culture, and heritage that Seattle holds dear is not the same as in eastern Washington and North Idaho. And so a lot of people don't know, but in the Constitution, under Article 4, Section 3, it allows for the creation of a new state by a simple majority vote of the House and Senate at the state level, and then also the House and the Senate at the federal level. And so it's just a simple majority vote. There doesn't have to be a constitutional amendment or anything like that. It's just a simple majority vote. And the founders put this into the Constitution for precisely the situation we find ourselves in, where there are two disparate geographic areas that hold to two diametrically opposed ideas in regards to freedom and liberty. And so the founding fathers believed that representation closest to the people was best. And so they left this mechanism in to do that. And that's what the Liberty State movement is all about, is just simply creating a new state. And now, this week, it was announced that next week, the House of Representatives at the federal level is going to be voting on Washington, D.C. becoming a 51st state. Now, I believe that's constitutionally wrong, okay?
That's idiotic.
Right, but they're at least acknowledging that new states can be created. And my opinion is, you know, just like Alaska and Hawaii came into the Union so as not to upset the balance of power in the Senate, one was liberal, one was conservative, then bring in Puerto Rico, which has already voted to become a state, and bring in the new state of liberty into the Union at the same time. It doesn't upset the balance of power in the Senate, but it does solve a big problem that we are seeing here in Washington State, where you have downtown Seattle Marxists trying to lord it over everybody else in the rural areas in the state of Washington. And that's just
they're
not
run. Seattle's
not
run by Agenda 21, I heard. So,
yeah, well. And, you know, I mean, this is, you know, you were talking earlier about being an optimist. I mean, I'm an optimist as well. The fact is, originally it was Agenda 1976, and then it was Agenda 21, and now it's Agenda 2030, and now they're thinking about calling it Agenda 2045. So just keep moving it backward, you know, and we're winning. And they kind of understand that. I think that's why we're seeing this desperation on the side of Marxists today to try to burn cities to the ground and everything, because they know we're winning. They know that they're on the losing end of history, and that the ideas of socialism and communism are going to be on the ash heap of history, and so they're doing this out of desperation right now.
Well, this what you mentioned there on 51st Washington, D.C., anyway, then we lose our seat of government, and they know that's a liberal, there will be a liberal state with two more liberal senators, and I think that's
right.
The only concern they have, and but then, you know, Washington wouldn't, oh well. Listen, you talked about Coeur d'Alene a little bit ago. You said some website alerted you or alerted them to this, what's going on. Is that an enemy website or an anti-freedom website, or was that the freedom website? Or
So there's a great website for our area of the country called Readout News. Readout News. And there were many people that were reporting, you know, the sightings of these folks coming in, and it was reported on Readout News, and a lot of people read that and reacted to it. So yeah, Readout News is the is a great source of information for our part of the country and elsewhere too.
Well, I was just curious if it was something like that, or if somebody's actually, you know, signing up on all these Antifa websites or something, if they put their plans right on their websites, which I would doubt. But who knows?
Yeah, they don't normally, you know, they don't normally do that, but yeah.
Okay, well. All right, let's see what else we got going on. The autonomous zone. I mean, I just don't understand. The mayor sounds like she's one of them. The way she talks, she uses the word we, that we have to go further than what they did already there in Seattle. What is she talking about? Do you have any idea? I mean, that's not really your area.
Well, you know, I think everybody's wondering, what does that mean? You know, when you say something like that, and that raises a lot of questions, and your job is to uphold, your job being the mayor's job, is to uphold the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of Washington State, And it sounds like you don't care about that, that you're just caring about what these people are saying when they're acting this way. I mean, could you imagine if Patriots captured an area of a major city in the United States of America? What the mainstream media would do with that? I mean, my goodness gracious. They would try to blow that up into everything they possibly could. And here we have, you know, quite literally rioters that have now taken control of part of a major U.S. city that are just essentially being negotiated with as if there's some sort of a sovereign government by the mayor of Seattle. It's ridiculous. And we're only going to see more of this if that kind of behavior is allowed to stand. And these Marxists always follow their strategy books and their tactics books. They always follow them. One of the strategies that they have is to release prisoners ahead of time. And we were warning about this months ago when they began releasing prisoners in Washington State, that there was going to be unrest if they continued to do that. Sure enough, there was. And one of the other things that they do as a tactic or a strategy, in this case it's a tactic, is then they will negotiate with these people as if they have some standing in which to negotiate instead of being treated like the rioters that they are, like the criminals that they are. And so we're seeing that happen, and it's, like I said, only going to spread. Other areas are going to be emboldened unless there's a stop put to this. And one of the other strategies of Marxists is they always attack police first. They try to shut the police down. They try to go after their stations. And I saw this in Iraq, and they're doing it here in America. And we need to be wise to what the goal of this is, and their goal is chaos.
Well, I also see they want to tear down statues. I mean, when I went through history, there's always these communist countries would ravage and pillage these countries and destroy their history and come in and take over, make them slaves. Now these people are changing, you know, destroying the Southern history and anything, you know, even America's George Washington, Lincoln's been attacked. This is ridiculous. You cannot. Nobody's perfect, number one. And number two, these monuments aren't always up to say they're great. They're also up there to say that, well, this was a problem area in our country and a time, and we overcame it. And we should always remember that so we don't do it again.
Yeah. I would tell you that I have seen, you know, like I said, I've seen a lot of things overseas. To begin to see that here in America is a dramatic problem and escalation. And, you know, I appreciate you having me on your radio show today. And for, you know, talking about these issues, but ultimately there's three things I want everybody to remember. One is this is an intentional plan to try to destroy this country and to try to destroy the Constitution. Number two, it's going to be us as patriots and Christians and conservatives to stand up and say the Constitution means what it says. It's worth defending. We're not going to see this on American soil. And then number three, these folks quite literally will not give up over the summer. They may have a little bit of a lull, but this is probably going to continue in and through the election. And so we need to be supporting those elected officials, those police and sheriffs that understand this threat and that are coming against it in a constitutional manner. We need to support them and make sure that we're not playing into the Marxist narrative.
Well, we're almost out of time here. Do you have a website or anything? People can get more information on what you're doing, keep up with you, and maybe
sure,
support your efforts. And what
yeah, absolutely. They can check out Covenant Church Spokane on the internet, and also VoteShea.com. I've got a lot of things up there as well, and then I'm on Facebook, and I post pretty prolifically on Facebook. And I have backup accounts on MeWe and also on Parler. So those are places you can find me. It's just Matt Shea, S-H-E-A. It's really simple to find on the web. So
okay. Well, I encourage that. You should have, you know, thousands of new friends here after today. I don't know, but I tell you what, we have to, you know, we have to start working together a little better. I mean, I've noticed one thing about the, you know, so-called patriots. All right, well, I'm out of time here. And so thanks to you for joining us. Good program. Thank great you. Program. Thanks to all you for listening. I'll be hosting this program every Wednesday. Also, check out truth-attack.com and freeenterprisesociety.com for more information on getting rid of that income tax.
America, born to freedom. The Liberty Revolution is on. Liberty Works Radio Network. Truth in Broadcasting.
Dad, where did the clouds come from?
Well, buddy, that's a good question.
Is this worm a boy or a girl? Why are carrots orange?
Actually,
Dad, why don't you have any hair on your head?
How do birds fly?
Why is dirt brown?
Well, why can't I fly?
Are we there yet?
You may not have all the answers, but if they're comfortable coming to you now when the questions are small, they'll come to you with the bigger questions later.
Dad, can I ask you something?
Give your family everything. Give them your time.
America, born to freedom. The Liberty Revolution is on. Liberty Works Radio Network. Truth in Broadcasting.
This is Randall Yearout on Jurisdiction. When the U.S. territories applied for admission into the Union as states, the overarching principle that drove this decision was the desire to determine their own destinies and to be removed from what the U.S. Constitution calls the exclusive legislative jurisdiction of the Congress over the properties owned by the U.S. government. When what is now the state of Washington removed itself from this exclusive jurisdiction, it was required to write its own constitution, which would provide for a representative republican form of government for its citizens, such as the case for every state which joined our union. Today, our U.S. government officials and bureaucrats have lost sight of this fact, and now want to reassert exclusive legislative jurisdiction over the states and turn them into administrative subdivisions as though we were territories again. Sorry, U.S. government, but the Constitution says you don't have that authority. And Americans are beginning to realize that our founders intended for the individual states to either succeed or fail based on their own laws and policies. If the people don't like the way a particular state operates, they can move to another one where they do. The way our federal government operates today, the entire nation either succeeds or fails based on the policies of 535 legislators in Washington, D.C. And from what we can see from its history of failed social policies, I don't think these guys could pour sand out of a boot if the directions were written on the heel. We need to replace the socialist mindset in Washington, D.C. and our state governments with a restored American view of law and government.
This constitutional message has been brought to you by the members of the Constitution Party. Visit us at www.constitutionparty.com.
Any way that you kill somebody when they're innocent and defenseless is detestable.
My biological mother was 7.5 months pregnant when she had a saline abortion, which was meant to burn me both inside and out. And the doctors have also said that I should be blind and all of these horrendous things. Praise the Lord, the abortionist was not on duty the moment that I came into the world. Praise the Lord, the abortionist was not on duty the moment that I came into the world. I was actually delivered in an abortion clinic. Had he been there at the time, he could have ended my life with strangulation, suffocation, or leaving me there to die. But a nurse called an ambulance and had me transferred to a hospital. Had he been there at the time, he could have ended my life with strangulation, suffocation, or leaving me there to die. So then I was placed in the incubator, weighing 2 pounds, and they said I would die. And yet I just kept on living.
America, born to freedom. The Liberty Revolution is on. Liberty Works Radio Network. Truth in Broadcasting.
Mother Teresa couldn't do it all, but she gave her all. Compassion. She didn't just visit the sick and poor. She moved in with them because they needed help. Mother Teresa couldn't do it all, but she gave her all. Compassion. Pass it on.
America. Born to freedom. The Liberty Revolution is on. Liberty Works Radio Network. Truth in Broadcasting.